Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello and welcome back to the Truth to You podcast. This is our final episode for a while, and it is Friday, and I'm glad that you're here with us. As I mentioned already, we're going to take a break from the podcast and allow you to venture into other portions of God's Word and study that on your own and continue to meet with the Lord as far as your walk with God. But we're for our purposes, we're going to take a little bit of a break. This podcast mirrors the school year for our teenagers, and so that means summer and summer break, and we'll get back into things, hopefully, as we approach the fall year, as we get closer to that. But then you can perhaps plan on some supplemental episodes along the way as I get some extra opportunity to sit down with different guests and hopefully talk about some subjects that would interest you. But just to let you know, this will be the last one for a while. Now, let's go ahead and get right into our principle that we're going to be looking at today, which comes out of Psalm 138. You'll have a couple of days left in your Psalms reading, but this is really special. I want to show this to you. Verses 7 and 8, these are great truths. Notice what it says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me." Has the Lord ever brought you through a difficult situation before? I would rest assured that most likely He has. If you're His child and you've called upon Him for any particular need, I'm sure that the Lord has, or at least that you can think of something that He has been accomplished in your life at some point. I can think of numerous things for myself, but this is a part where David is saying, I've reached a point here where I've entered trouble, and I cried unto the Lord, and the Bible says here that He, His right hand, shall save me. And then verse 8, this is the principle I want to lock in on. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. And so this is the truth, and don't miss this. What the Lord is telling us here is that what God starts, what He begins, He will always finish. In other words, God does not start one thing and then all of a sudden pause, never to complete that which He had started before. No, you can see this in His character. It's a part of who He is. The Lord did not start and go 3 days worth of creation and then finish halfway. No, we see this in His works with man. He created man. He gave man a place to dwell with Him, and man broke the terms, so to speak, and the Lord began the work of redemption. And God didn't stop halfway by promising a Messiah and never giving one. No, He followed that through, and you and I ought to be eternally grateful for that. But this is a part of God's character. He doesn't start something and not finish it. Now, you and I'm sure that you and I can think of things that we have started and have not completed. Maybe it's an instrument that you took 1-2 years of, and then you decided you didn't want to do much with anymore. Maybe there was a competition when you were younger that you started, and you began playing whatever that particular thing was, and you got halfway through, and maybe you said, well, I don't want to play anymore, and so you left it. Sometimes siblings can make decisions like that. But regardless, there are things that we have started, we've not finished. But that's not a part of God's character. God always finishes what He begins. And you say, Brother Scott, what is it exactly that God is finishing here? Or He's looking to complete? Well, notice what it says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Now, this is a special statement because, and it is especially tied to verse 7, where David is saying, God will save me. I have this trouble, and He's going to lend me aid. He's going to lend me His hand, and we're going to get through it. And God is not going to leave me because the Lord will perfect or complete that which concerneth me. You know, when we looked at that word concern, it has the idea of something that needs to be rounded out, something that is incomplete, something that needs to be finished. And all of us, every one of us, have those things in our life. You think about your education right now. You say, well, that's something that's required of me. It most certainly is. Chances are your parents have made it mandatory that you graduate from high school. And they should. That should be a part of your life. And so you say, this is a part of me that is not complete. I'm not at the place where it's completely, my education is not completely rounded out. And so you say, Lord, I need help with that. I need help in order to take that next step. And Lord, I can't do it on my own. Well, the Lord is there to help. And he's there to perfect that which concerneth me. You say, Brother Scott, I have a great need in my life or a great need in my family. And I want to see the Lord work in a special way. And he may answer that request, but rest assured, he's going to make sure that you and I grow in grace through that situation that would make us more well-rounded. Okay, so don't miss it. The Lord here is telling us something that is a part of his character and quite frankly is something that we should be rejoicing in, and that is that the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. What concerns you right now? Well, you say there's a lot of things. What concerns you? What is it that you find that the worry of your heart and life that you find yourself being drawn to when you get in the car, when you're driving to and fro, when you're in your bedroom, you're laying on your bed and you don't have your phone in front of you and maybe you're getting ready to go to sleep or you've woken up. What is that that is on your mind that concerns you? Well, understand the Lord has a plan for you, and that's something I think all of us would admit to. I think we know that. But also, God wants to use whatever that concern is in your life to bring about growth. He wants to perfect, he wants to complete you. It's an area that is incomplete and that we ought to give to the Lord so that he can complete. What a tremendous, tremendous thought here. The book of I can't remember. I think it's Philippians. I think Paul is the one that brings out the thought that he which began a good work in you will complete it, will perfect it, and essentially saying the same thing as David's saying here that the Lord wants to bring about that growth in our lives, that maturity, that spiritual maturity, that need, whatever it may be, he wants to be there. He wants to bring about the growth. And what a great thought that the Lord is not going to abandon us in that growth process. He's not going to leave us to ourselves. He's not going to start us down a path of refining and abandon us. You know, I love this thought, and someone said it recently in regards to the church, and that is, God does not need me, pastors, or church members to rescue the church from COVID-19. I want you to let that set in because for me as a youth pastor, it's easy for me to say, okay, well, how are we going to do church during, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three? How are we going to, are people going to come back? Are we going to be able to function as we once did? I mean, will we ever get to the height or the excitement of this part of the year or that part of the year? And it's easy for me to fall in line with doubtful thoughts that would position me in a place where I feel like I've got to rescue our church. Or even Pastor Pittman thinking that, and I don't believe he does, because we can rest assured that it's not on me to rescue the Church of Jesus Christ. In fact, it doesn't need to be rescued because the Lord knows about COVID-19 and he knows the struggle that every church is going through right now. And he has the supernatural power and ability to provide for the needs of the hour. And you know what? That takes the responsibility off of me. Boy, I'm not the one who has to pull all of this together and think of everything. No, he's the one that's going to accomplish it in His timing and in His way. He's not abandoned us. We've not been left to ourselves, but we have this promise, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. And He did create you, teenager. He did give you life. You are His. If you are saved, in two ways, He made you and then He saved you. And that's a special thing. So let's not get caught up in the worry and the fear, but let's rejoice in this truth, that which the Lord has begun in us, He will be faithful to perfect and complete as He sees fit. Let's be moldable, let's be yielding, and let's be a willing spirit, all right? Hey, thanks so much for joining us, and really thanks for tuning in to so many of the podcasts. If they've been a blessing to you, or there's one particular one that has been, go ahead and share it, not to build a name for myself. In fact, I don't think I ever used my name in the podcast, but if you would, just share a thought with somebody else, and we want to create an awareness about the wonderful God that we serve and His eternal truth that is always a priority here on the podcast. Listen, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be back in the fall for some more timeless truth right out of the God's Word. Take care.